Gregor reached his mother. Life aboard a square-rigged sailing ship was seldom easy and never truly safe. Gregor had seen men killed in accidents and in falls from aloft, seen at least one man lost overboard and drowned. And as he looked at his mother, lying in the spreading pool of blood with the terrible wound in her chest, he knew death when he saw it once more. He didn't call her again, didn't shout for his father. He didn't even think. He only leapt to the rail where his father had ordered the swivel-mounted Wolf loaded after the galleon Diamond's crewman had been beaten in one of Ferade's alleys. The light guns Carizians called Wolves came in several bores and weights of shot. The one mounted on the swivel on Wave's bulwark had an inch-and-a-half bore and threw a round shot that weighed just under half a pound. At the moment, however, it had been loaded with an entire bag of musket balls instead, and Gregor Walker's eyes blazed as he yanked it around, trained it on the men starting up the gangway, and snatched up the slow match whose glow had been hidden from the dockside by the bulwark. He touched that glowing match to the Wolf's priming, and a lightning bolt muzzle flash shredded the night. Elaine Deccan never really registered the muzzle flash. There was no time before the charge of musket balls, like buckshot from an enormous shotgun, streaked straight down the gangway and ripped him, the trooper who'd fired the fatal shot, and three more of his platoon into bloody rags. The Inquisitor who'd attached himself to the sergeant's platoon bellowed in shock as Deccan's blood splashed over him in a hot, salty wave. For an instant, he couldn't move, could hardly even breathe. But then, the poisonous power of his own panic touched his hatred for the heretics of Karras, and he whipped his head around to glare at the platoon's surviving 20 men.
"What are you waiting for?"
he shrieked in a voice sharp-edged with terror-born fury.
"Kill the heretics! Holy Langhorn and no quarter!" "Damn it!"
Thomas Kerman swore savagely as the flash of Wave's Wolf lit the entire waterfront like the Rakurai of Langhorn.
"What the hell?"
He chopped himself off abruptly, remembering the upper priest standing at his side, but the question continued furiously through his brain. So much for Sir Vic's orders to do this quietly.
"It had to be the heretics,"
Father Stiven grated. Kerman looked at him, and the intendant shrugged angrily.
"That was no obelisk, Captain. I may not be a soldier, but even I know that much. And that means it came from the accursed heretics. Of course, their very first response is to resort to the cowardly murder of men serving God's will. What else should you expect from Shanwei's murderous git?"
Kerman couldn't fault the Schulerite's analysis of who'd fired that shot, although he might have quibbled with the last couple of sentences, which, unfortunately, did nothing to stop what was about to happen out there in the darkness.